Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Welcome to Rocktober. Yes, it has arrived, and we are, well, we're recording the show today, so we're not live on Facebook today, but next week we will be, and we plan to have someone from Explore Ventures to talk about liveaboard diving in the chat room there at Facebook Live, too. New cameras, all kinds of stuff. Make sure you tune in for that. But the reason we're recording is I'm taking a little family vacation up north. You'll hear all about it next week. I'm actually taking a trip to watch the leaves change color. Yes, I am officially old. Thank you. It's one of those things you do, I am told. So I'm just going to go with the flow. While I'm up there, I do plan to have some interaction with some Maine lobsters. You know, the lobsters with claws, unlike the Florida spiny lobster that I'm used to going to catch down in South Florida. So I'll tell you all about that next week. However, it is Rocktober, and I do have Captain Cocktail on the line to help me out today. How are you, hey. Jeff Terode? How are you, buddy?
Oh, man, we're doing good. Doing good down here, man. So you're going to see the leaves change?
Yes, I'm going on a boat to watch leaves change. That's, you know, your crew. Cruise.
That sounds like this
pretty
new
exciting
medical marijuana thing. You sure that's what you're...
Yeah, you never know.
You're rolling leaves or changing leaves? I don't get it.
Well, it might be a combination of both by the end of the week. You never know.
But
yeah.
Attaboy.
Captain Cocktail, Captain Cocktail and Liquor Boy. That's our tag team duo when we're out and about sometimes. When we're not diving, but he's down there at South Florida Diving Headquarters in Pompano Beach. And gearing up for Rocktober for the Halloween season, and you guys are ready for this. Am I right?
Yeah, we do our annual haunted Halloween dive, which is pretty cool. We take you to a wreck out here. Well, first of all, you got to figure out your own underwater costume that'll work underwater, and then we have an underwater costume contest on one of the wrecks, and we have judges and the audience and everything else. And then the second dive, we do a pumpkin carving contest. So prior to going out, you'll draw your pumpkin, the design, and then once you get out there, you'll actually cut the pumpkin underwater. And then we have a contest of who has the scariest, the prettiest,
the messiest,
the ugliest.
Yeah,
you might win that one, Greg.
Well, thank you. I think. I don't know. I mean, let's start with first dive. It's a lot of fun.
We have prizes and drink coins and all, of course, you know, from Flanagan's. Our friends at Flanagan's are always courteous to give us some drink coins for the afterwards. So it's a good time had by all.
All right. Well, so that is, what's the dates of this Halloween extravaganza?
It is on the 27th this year. It's a Saturday morning trip. You can go to southfloridadiving.com, go to our special events page, and pick the Halloween dive, and you can read all about it and sign up right through the website if you want.
Now, you've been doing this for the last few years, so some of the costumes that people or that divers have taken down underwater have been what exactly there, Jeff?
I've seen, we had a butterfly one time, which was kind of cool because the wings kind of went with the water. It was pretty ingenious.
Yeah.
I've seen the Patty Police, someone dressed up as an underwater cop.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. That makes sense.
And I mean, we see all zany things there.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Barry DeBugger wants to go as Aquaman. I'm just saying, a couple of weeks ago, he was talking about he's a big fan of Aquaman, and, you know, there's a new movie coming out. So beware. You know, Barry.
Wearing spandex?
Well, you know Barry. You know his body type. And
Lord.
Would that be is there a booby prize? With emphasis on booby?
Yeah, that'd be a prize for that, all right.
Okay. There's some things you might see during this underwater Halloween costume contest that you can't unsee, is what you're kind of alluding to.
So let's... Yeah. This is a family show, so we want to keep it that way.
Yeah, but what about what's the prize for this thing? If you go down there and you get judged to be the best costume, underwater costume, on your Halloween dive, is there a big prize or what? They get a free drink or something, or you don't know yet?
No. I mean, we usually local dive shops usually donate something, like a regulator, a computer, or something like that. So, we don't have all the prizes gathered up yet. It's still, a month out. So,
right,
but
It'll definitely be worth your effort.
It's not. Yeah. You're not going home, in a new tax bracket. Let me put it that way.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's for the adventure of it. Yeah. Yeah. Are you going to dress up yourself?
It's more the fun of it. Everybody has a good time with it.
Yeah.
And. It was great. But anyway, I think if the weather's good, come on down. We're going to do the haunted dive, and you'll have a lot of fun doing it. If it's your first time, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a blast. And what more, when you get a bunch of divers and ask them to dress up, I mean, they're just going to go whole hog and go nutty. We did this on the liveaboard trip last year. I couldn't make your Halloween dive because we were in the Turks and Caicos. Doing our own little Halloween thing, and I was I could have went as a lobster slayer, and which would have been obvious, which is pretty much
what about
I am
this year. You booked up this year?
Well, I'm not actually. Maybe we could make that work.
Yeah
you
heard it, folks. He can't weasel out of it this year.
Well, I have this
to call in and shame you into going.
Well, I have a cape and I have a Superman outfit, so I could go as a super diver. What do you think? Would that win?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, you did. Okay. Anything to cover me up is what you're saying.
Or you could go as a bartender.
Yeah. Well, all I remember from the costume, it has a cape and a cod piece. So that's all you need, and you could win big.
You could go as a lobster.
Yeah, you're right. I could be like the Pied Piper of lobster, and there you go.
Go lay out on the beach for like 2-3 days in the sun with no sun and lotion.
That would be great.
Go as a lobster.
Yeah, it would only take about an hour actually in the sun for me. But that'd be kind of cool.
Be awesome.
If you're dressed up as a lobster, because lobster season will be wide open during that Halloween weekend. You go down there, and that would be a pretty cool photo op to be dressed up as a big lobster.
That would be.
And trying to snag lobster.
It'd take a little ingenuity to devise that, but I think it could be done.
Yes.
You put the carapace over the tank, and then have your arms could be one of the major antennae, and then have some other ones kind of just hanging off there and some legs.
Yeah, yeah.
And your fins could be one of the – you could maybe incorporate your fins into the tail.
Right.
Like a mono – use a monofin.
True, you could do that. I've always been tempted to come along, dressed as like Mike Myers, from Halloween, and take a wetsuit, fill it full of leaves or something, take it down under with you, and he's headless, so he's your headless dive buddy. And
full of leaves. Well, you're going on the leaf trip, so you could get those leaves while you're there.
It'd be a nice amber color. Bright oranges and yellows. Oh, very fall. Very festive for the fall, for sure. But
there's a lot. Freddy Krueger, you can do that. I mean, there's so many different ones you can do.
Okay. Yeah, and that's what we do. We try to have fun. Now, South Florida Diving Headquarters, they can go there, southfloridadiving.com, get information on that. As far as everything else that's been going on down there, you guys been cranking right along? How's the weather been affecting you guys? I mean, obviously, Hurricane Flo, not an issue for... For you guys,
no, not an issue, and this has probably been one of the best summers in a long time as far as weather. It's still great. We're still diving.
Excellent.
Still flat out. It's like summer conditions now. So
great.
Knock on wood. It's not last year. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Have you been getting a lot of calls about all this algae crap that's been on the national news? The green algae, the red tide, sargasm epidemic, or something.
It's primarily on the West Coast. We really don't have anything here.
Yeah.
We have some of the normal green algae way back up in the canals.
Yeah.
Just natural for this time of the year because of the heat. But The red algae and the red tide and all that stuff's on the West Coast.
Definitely not affecting the diving. And I've heard the lobster gathering has been top-notch so far this year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been a good season. And they just had a walk about a week and a half ago, I think.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. I missed it.
Last week, right?
Yeah, he cleaned up. He's still doing pretty good. He say he has to kind of move further out to deeper water as the walk has slowed down. And but when they that first system came through and then cruised into the Gulf, that stirred up the lobster they walk, and I missed it. Did you get out there and try to catch the lobster walk or no?
No, I wasn't. You didn't able do a little. To. We were kind of busy, so
yeah. Did you just go out in your front lawn and do like a conga line? Or, yeah.
You know, old Chiefy must have a walk-in freezer, man, for all those lobster.
I'm telling you what, he's going to host a lobster feast here soon. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
What truly lurks beneath the sea? What mystery awaits?
That the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window frame.
Yeah, it's a good thing you can go diving and get away from music and singing like this. I guess I'm singing. I don't know what that is exactly. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, and this is our first show of Rocktober as we near Halloween. It's one of my favorite times of year, for sure. I love just getting nutty during Halloween. It's really good. And I got Jeff Trote from South Florida Diving Headquarters with me right now. You can check him out at southfloridadiving.com. Some people know him as Jeff. Some people know him as Captain Cocktail, one half of the dynamic duo of Liquor Boy and Captain Cocktail. Or is it Captain Cocktail and Liquor Boy? The Adventures of? Something like that, right?
I think something's wrong with my phone.
Yeah.
What is that noise?
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I think you're just crazy. You're just crazy. That's what it is. Just go with it. It's one of those things. They're going to be around. The spirits are just circling as we do our show today. That's just what happens in Rocktober. Well, you know what I'm saying?
I'm all for spirits when you're doing a show.
Yeah.
But this is taking it to another level.
Yeah, well, that's just what we do, buddy. I talked to you or asked you about the red tide and the blue or the green algae that has been more prevalent on the Gulf Coast of Florida. Down where you are.
Unfortunately, yes, yeah. That's the case.
But it's starting to work its way out, hopefully. And, you know, it's just been a little bit. I mean, this isn't a new phenomenon, by the way. If you live in Florida, we've had this for over 20 years. I mean, this isn't like a new thing. It just was a little bit more intense this year and stretched out over a wider, you know, area. So, you know.
Yeah, I think it was more. It had a lot more fuel than it normally has.
Yes.
You know, like you said, these are not uncommon mm-hmm. to southwest Florida, but I think it gained a lot more fuel from nutrient loading and runoff and a lot of the mm-hmm. rain that we had and a lot of the things that are in some of the canals and waterways, unfortunately. So
yeah,
I think that kind of triggered a little bit bigger bloom than we normally have.
Yes, and it made the national news more so than it normally does. I mean, it's a big deal locally for the areas all the time, but this year, it was big enough where the national news got involved, and next thing you know, people are canceling hotel rooms over on the Gulf Coast and stuff.
Oh,
it's just
yeah.
crazy nonsense. So it's not that big a deal, even though it's something we got to pay attention to and make sure it doesn't affect things long term or make it any worse than it is, but hopefully it'll pass.
I think they've got to figure out, you know, through water quality monitoring that, you know, what's the point source here and what's causing the extra exaggeration of this whole red tide issue because of the stuff that's in the water. And I think when they figure that out, if they can stop that, then you'll see your normal red tides, but you're not going to see what you saw this year.
Right. Right. Now, when I was down diving in your neck of the woods about a month ago for some lobster, we did do a beach dive and we saw a tremendous amount of seaweed or sargassum. And I was like,
yeah,
and I've read
that's
stuff.
Good weed, though.
That's good
that's
weed.
Good weed, man.
Yeah, I thought all weed was good, depending on who you speak to. Yeah.
That's sargassum weed. That just blows in. Depends on the wind direction and speed and a number of different factors. But that blows in from time to time here. That's normal. Comes from, you know, most of that is your flotsam in the ocean. Mm-hmm. It's actually great when you see it offshore because it's usually generally a lot of fish around it. Fishermen love big weed patches offshore.
Yeah.
So,
but when we came up,
nothing to worry about here. It's something that they'll just rake right into the dune, and it helps things.
Well, I'll tell you, when we returned from our beach dive down there in South Florida, I mean, we looked like the creature of the Black Lagoon coming out of the... I mean, because stuff was covering us. But it didn't seem to affect anything. And I would think, actually, the lobsters that we were looking for would appreciate it because, you know, it kind of cuts down on some of the sunlight penetrating through the water column. And the lobsters may think it's more of an evening time and might want to come out and crawl out on the reef and make them easier to catch. No such luck.
Now it sounds like you're smoking some of that weed.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's a stretch. But,
you can
go with that theory.
Yeah, well, it didn't work. That's what I said going in, coming out. I was like, well, that didn't work. Daggone it.
So, what you could have done is brought a bunch out with you and covered yourself with it on the bottom, and then maybe you could have been like stealth on them.
Yeah,
you know
stealth lobster hunting. Yes.
Exactly.
You know, yeah,
camouflage.
I should have brought Jeff with me. See, that would have done it. Yeah, I mean, what has been, have you had some interesting sightings off of Pompano Beach in the last month or two? I mean, they just reported Catherine the Great White Shark was back off in North Carolina. I'm wondering if any of that Hurricane Flo stuff, you know, sent some of the marine life south down towards you guys. What do you think?
Well, I haven't necessarily heard of anything, but they've been reporting great conditions out here with great visibility and the current's been mild. So, I mean, other than that, I think we have the normal fauna that we have this time of the year.
Yeah, but nothing of note like hammerheads or anything out of the ordinary recently, huh?
We've seen a few early snowbirds, but other than that, I haven't really seen much.
Snowbirds? What do you
I'm
mean?
Just kidding. Snowbirds? No, I haven't. Not yet. Anyway.
Yeah. All right. And
it's early.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but the lobster hunting has been tremendous. Would you say we're on
fantastic.
A record pace
Everybody's
right now?
Catching lobster.
Yeah. I mean, so, what do you think?
Great.
What do you think it is? Why is the lobster season doing so well this year, especially down there in South Florida where you are?
Because of the tail end of last year, if you remember, you know what, we had Hurricane Irma, Hurricane Maria. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was one after the other. I think the pressure was reduced throughout the whole Caribbean because of that.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of a hangover effect because not enough catch days, if you would. Mm-hmm. And I think so they were able to not get as many lobster last year.
All right. So the lobster got a little reprieve.
A big part of it,
yeah.
To be honest with you.
And vacationed in South Florida and said, hey, let's go over to this place, hang out for a while. And then they met Chiefy. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, me.
Oh, God.
You know, every time I went, every time I dove for lobster, I limited out on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that's the way it always is.
Exactly. That's the way it always is.
This is not made for TV.
That's how I roll, you know.
Yeah, and, man.
Yeah.
You got some the last time you were here, didn't you? I thought you did
course.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
You and Barry.
Yeah, Barry the Bugger. That's what we call him.
So you're the lobster
Bug
player
Boy.
And Barry's the bugger.
He's Barry the Bugger, and he got Bug Boy and all kinds of crazy folk.
I think that needs to be a costume. You need to create a costume for that every
I
year
agree.
For the Halloween
All right,
contest.
We'll work on that and head on down south here in a few weeks. SouthFloridaDiving.com. Check them out. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Hey, look, we're going to announce a big giveaway with our friends from See the CRX here in just a bit on the big show. Stay tuned for that big announcement. Also, Dan from ReefSafe is going to join us, and I'm going to sing for him and you. Whole big thing. We'll tell you about that soon enough. All right, but the big thing that I need to make sure you're paying attention to is the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, December 8th through the 15th. We're going to be in the Turks and Caicos with Explorer Ventures. Christmas in the Caribbean. This is going to be an amazing trip. I got to tell you, it's always fun going on the Turks and Caicos Explorer to live aboard. But this is extra special going during the holiday season. And if you've never celebrated the holidays in the Caribbean like this, trust me, you haven't lived as a diver. And we're definitely going to throw in some extra stuff to make it extra festive, as they say, right? You know, instead of having snowmen and being frozen to the bone up north someplace, you could be kicking back in the Caribbean with us for Christmas and making sand angels and a sand dune that looks like you're the star of a Corona beer commercial. That's what it's like in the Turks and Caicos on this trip. And I tell you, this is the best time of year because the weather's cooled off a little bit. If you are on the fence thinking that you want to book this trip December 8th through the 15th in the Turks and Caicos with Scuba Radio and Explorer Ventures, do not wait. It is going to be another one that is going to be, it's just going to be a trip of a lifetime. And trust me, anytime you go on one of these liveaboard trips with Explorer Ventures, it's special. It's great. It's a trip of a lifetime from a diving perspective. We throw in our little song and dance routine, or a scuba radio broadcast from the deck of the boat, all these extra goodies, whether it's sand angels, contests, surprises, You know, and just the good camaraderie of a bunch of divers. And plus, you get to be the star of the show. You get to be my special guest as we broadcast from the deck of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. How could it be any better? Call them up, 1-800-322-3577, and tell them you want to get on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, December 8th through the 15th, in the Turks and Caicos with Scuba Radio and Explorer Ventures.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Wow, infotainment.
We're lost children of the sea.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I got Dan Orr from Reef Safe Tropical Seas on Scuba Radio right now. The makers of a very fine sunscreen that's biodegradable. Good for you and also good for the reef because it biodegrades and doesn't settle down and kill it and all that kind of stuff. We don't want to do that as divers. Dan, how are you, buddy? Welcome.
Hey, Greg. Doing great. How about you?
I'm good. Now, we got a big announcement to make with our friends from Reef Safe. First off, we're going to talk about some stuff that we're going to do at the DEMA show in Vegas. But I want to get this out right away because we've been working with them behind the scenes on some new marketing materials. And they've heard some of the wacky songs that we do on this goofy little show and said, hey, you know, Greg, you know, sure, some of it's a little twisted and a little off, but do you think you could produce a little ditty, a little jingle type thing for Reef Safe sunscreen for us and allow us to use it as part of our marketing materials? I said, Dan, have you been drinking?
And,
I said, okay, you know, I'll give it a go. And so we came up with something, and you ended up liking it, right, Dan?
We love it. It's great, Greg.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and play it for the world right now. This is the world premiere of Reef Safe's new Scuba Radio jingle, and here you go, and I apologize in advance.
Protect the sea, and you and me, ReefSafeSun.com.
Hey, that's better than the, you know, My Pillow jingle commercial thing. I like it. And but I'm singing it, so, you know, I might be biased. But anyway, there you go. The new jingle for Reef Safe we produced for it. You're going to hear it more and more as time goes on. But it was a fun little project that we did for our friends at Reef Safe. You know, we love what you guys do because, you know, me in particular, I can give like the ultimate testimonial for this stuff because I've had all kinds of levels of skin cancer, not the melanoma stuff, not the really bad stuff, but I've been cut on so many times. Matter of fact, I'm healing up right now on my right arm. I got a cool scar. You know, that of course I'll tell the chicks that, oh yeah, it was a shark attack. I had to fight off to protect a group of divers. But actually it was a basal cell carcinoma kind of thing they have to cut off. It's really annoying. You hear what I'm saying, Dan? I hate having to be cut on all the time.
Yep, I know the feeling.
But that's what happens when you don't lather up with sunscreen and protect yourself, you know, like 30 years ago for me. But now we have I use it all the time, and you have to. The only other alternative is just to cover up with a shirt or something. And some people would want me to wear more clothing, but that's just me. But most people they should be lathering up if they go out there and get under the sun before they head under the sea to do some diving. You think, Dan?
Exactly, and don't forget to reapply.
Yeah.
Take a time out and reapply.
Yeah, you know, that's the one thing that you guys have been focused on, as well as the biodegradability of Reef Safe sunscreen, is that it does stick to you. It stays on you. Not only does it biodegrade if it washes off, I mean, they formulated this stuff so if it were to get come off of you, it biodegrades and doesn't settle down on the coral, the marine life, and that kind of stuff, and create issues for them. And you are inspired by a dive trip 30 years ago. You're telling me the story that you see this oil sheen on the surface of the water before you're diving, right, or something?
Yeah, Key West, 1995, so 23 years ago. And, you know, we've been developing and creating, and we're out of the box with our formulas, so it stays stuck on you, doesn't come off in the ocean. And obviously there are certain chemicals that you want to avoid in sunscreens. And even though we've had Moat Marine test all of our sunscreen formulas, and they were all found to be non-toxic to the corals tested, you know, people still have their opinions of which chemicals are harmful. So yeah. We've had oxybenzone-free formulas since 2015, 3 years prior to them announcing in Hawaii that they were going to ban them.
Right. And the fact of the matter is even if it has that chemical in it, it's so small. And in the case of ReefSafe, you formulated it where it's not about the chemicals, it's not about the elements, it's how they're fused together and how they biodegrade. So even if you were to buy into the argument that, oh, this chemical is bad for the coral and you don't want to get it on it, ReefSafe in particular biodegrades and doesn't get on the coral anyway, even with that chemical in it. So, you know, you guys were kind of getting a black eye for some of this stuff or some marketing propaganda that was being thrown out there, and said, okay, fine, if that's an issue for you, we'll use our oxybenzone-free formula. We have that for you, too. You know, take your choice. But there's downsides of the other elements, too. So it's, you know, a lot of this is kind of marketing, sky is falling kind of propaganda, if you ask me. But whatever, right, I guess?
Yeah, all of the bad Kool-Aid going around.
Well, yeah, you know, the bottom line is that they've been around for years. You know, like you said, he came up with this idea 30 years ago. They've tested it. You guys spent over like $500,000 on testing the ReefSafe formulas to make sure that they indeed do what you say they do, correct?
Exactly, Greg.
That's
been
insane.
Over that period of 30 years.
Yeah. I mean, you know, so it isn't like, he's just saying this. He's been doing it for years, and I've known Dan for some time now, and he's a pretty straight-up guy. So they have a fine organization and have a full line of quality products for sunscreen. And then, you know, you also have the hair products, and they biodegrade, and now you have the new mass defog. You got a whole line of stuff, right?
We keep listening to what the customers want.
Yeah, and you're going to be at the DEMA show in Las Vegas with us. We're going to give away some stuff. We got some cool prizes and things connected with ReefSafe that we're going to do. But you're going to be basically there to answer all the questions about the defog, about the hair care products, the sunscreen, you name it. If you have any questions as a diving vendor or whatever that wants to sell this stuff in your dive shop or whatever, you're going to be there to answer all those questions and educate them properly about what's truthful and what's, you know, the marketing buzz or, you know, sky is falling kind of stuff, right?
Exactly. Plus, we're going to have a key dive person promotion that we can talk about next time. So it's going to be a thank you to the instructors and the trainers for helping to make ReefSafe the number one selling brand in the dive industry.
Yeah, you know, and you've probably seen it a lot of places, like in the little shops, dive shops around the Caribbean and the Pacific. I mean, this stuff has been around for some time, the ReefSafe brand. But there's ReefSafe, there's what, Landshark? Am I missing another SKU there, too, or what?
The Gnarly Head.
Gnarly Head, that's the hair care products and all that kind of stuff, right?
We're always trying.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, all this stuff kind of, you know, whether it's the defog, the hair care, the, no fog, you know, all the stuff is kind of like a biodegradable, safe for the planet kind of formulation. That's what you focus on, correct?
Every single formula is biodegradable.
How about that? See, I mean, that's good stuff. I mean, so it's not just a marketing pitch when you hear things like, you know, when you hear someone say,
protect the sea and you and me, ReefSafeSun.com.
It's more than just marketing. And a great singer. That was me, by the way.
Oh, boy.
Exactly. You had no idea what you're getting yourself into.
I didn't have a clue, did I?
Yeah, but
should have known better.
Well, you know, he's listened to the show. He knew what he was getting himself into.
Yep.
But no, it was fun. I love this kind of stuff. And I love the product. I think it's good stuff. Now, as far as DEMA, is your ultimate goal just to go out there and network? Or do you got a kind of mission, you know, to accomplish while you're in Vegas there in the next month? Or what do you think there, Dan?
Well, we're going to hover around. I'll be working out of Innovative's booth and Trident's booth.
Okay. So they're the distributor for a lot of the dive, you know, dive shops and things across the country and around the world for that matter.
Yeah. They distribute, both distribute ReefSafe.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of customers through them. I'll be available in the mornings up there to help you give some stuff away.
That's right. We, you know, he's been really creative with some of the stuff they've, well, look, he commissioned us to do a jingle for him, right? So he comes up with these cool little giveaway things. Believe it or not, a squishy shark has been one of the most popular giveaways we've ever had at any of the dive shows. And that was thanks to Dan and the gang at ReefSafe. And Tropical Seas, and I don't know, you got any more of them, or those are like collector's items now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're collectors, so we currently have a humpback whale.
A humpback whale, okay, well, that's pretty good, too. So maybe we'll have some squishy humpback whales to throw out in the audience, and they'll have a little number on them, and then if you get the lucky number, you'll you know, get an extra gift pack there from Tropical Seas, the makers of ReefSafe Sun. Dan, always a pleasure, my friend. Look forward to seeing you in Vegas. Thanks for allowing me to sing for you. And
you're more than welcome.
And I apologize for that in advance, I believe. So, you know, I covered all the bases. But good stuff. Check it out, ReefSafeSun.com. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, ReefSafe Sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, ReefSafe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For ReefSafe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, ReefSafe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. So don't be fooled by unscrupulous marketing claims. Go with the original. ReefSafe. Ask for ReefSafe Sun Care at your dive retailer. Or for more info, go to ReefSafeSun.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, I'm Manny. I'm your dive master lead in Agua Cat, and you hear Scuba Radio.
Yeah, wait, you're the lead dive master on the Agua Cat? What are you?
Yes, sir. I'm the lead dive master.
Okay, do it again. One more time.
You kidding?
No.
Okay, guys, I'm Manny. I'm your dive master lead in Agua Cat. And you're here at Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
The what? Okay. Hi, guys, I'm Manny. I'm a dive instructor in Agua Cat. And you're listening, to a Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to
the dive. World's first radio show
devoted to dive.
You kidding? You did the translate.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Right. I can do it slow.
Okay, do it slow. Yeah, yeah.
The world's first
radio
show
devoted
to diving.
Devoted.
Devoted
to diving.
For the Spanish speakers, la mejor radio estación de radio devota de lo que es el buceo.
Yes, thank you. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, and I am Greg the Dive Master. Our friends at NAWI, the National Association of Underwater Instructors, have been syncing us up with some very cool folks, you know, dream destinations, you know, NAWI dive shops around the world, and just cool people that are doing cool diving things, and that's what we have right now. I got Rob Anderson. He's the director for Neptune Warrior, and he's on Scuba Radio. Welcome, Rob. How are you, buddy?
It's good to be on the first radio show devoted to diving.
Why, you sound just like that guy. Oh, my gosh. You must be brothers or something, but God bless you. All right, so Neptune Warrior, it sounds like a pretty cool operation, so I'm just going to hand it off to you. What exactly are you guys doing there, Rob?
Well, first of all, we are not in a dive destination place. We're in Boise, Idaho, where it's mud and rocks for most of our diving. And what we are is we are a 501c3, a complete nonprofit that supports veterans, first responders, police officers.
Excellent.
Through diving. And cool. And really what we've done, and there's a lot of great organizations that are doing some fantastic things for veterans. We are a little bit different, first of all, because of where we're at. Second of all, we use a three-prong approach of diving, PTSD coaching, as well as building a community. As anyone who's been in the military understands, that's one of the things that you miss when you come out. Hmm. And we're just, you know, we're just plugging away right here in little old Boise, Idaho, where diving's horrible. But we have we've got quite a few guys. In fact, we've got a lot of guys and gals that dive with us on a consistent basis.
That's excellent. So, you know, I've read about this stuff quite a bit over the last few years, that diving, just the activity, is some of the best therapy.
You're absolutely right. I mean, there's studies out there that shows that it reduces PTSD symptoms by as much as 80%. What we do is we take that a step further, and we'll use some of the things that happen in our pool work. That's where we do about 90% of our work is in a pool.
Yeah.
But, you know, things like, you know, and Greg, you've had this where a regulator is where the mouthpiece is facing up, it likes to free flow.
Mm-hmm.
And for someone brand new to diving, that can be frustrating. Well, we actually use that to teach coping mechanisms. We use that as an analogy to carry over into coping mechanisms. So, it's not just the act of diving, it's what we do with the diving when we come out of the water. And after every dive meeting that we have, or, you know, dive event we have, we all go out to eat together because, you know, that's what we did as, you know, as service members. When you come back in off the forward operating base, or you come back in off duty, you go eat together. And
well,
so we've
I love
recreated
it.
That.
Yeah. Rob Anderson is our guest from Neptune Warrior. So it sounds like this was something of a labor of love for you, Rob. I mean, I'm assuming you're ex-military and you just realized this was a great program you could put together, or what?
No, that's exactly right. I am ex-military. When we think about trauma and PTSD, oftentimes that's one event. Well, for a military member, it's multiple events, and I certainly had my share of multiple events. But as in Hawaii, of all places, in 2016, my family forced me to go to Hawaii, kind of kidnapped me to take me over because of some things that I was dealing with. And it's while I was diving, I thought, man, you know, this totally relaxes me. I've been a diver since 1994, and after every deployment, I found how much diving relaxed me. And it was just something that I wanted to share. And I got sick and tired of, you know, reading names in the paper or seeing friends of mine on Facebook that had taken their own life that I served with, you know, talking to fellow vets that were dealing with PTSD. Yeah. I had to share it. I mean, diving's always been my community. When I got out, I had transition issues, still have transition issues, I think, but it's my dive community that supports me. And when I looked around, there wasn't anything where I lived that filled that gap that I wanted to plug into. So I thought, you know, my motto in life is always, you don't have to be picked to play, so I decided to create my own game.
Love it. I so love it. And, you know, it doesn't matter where you dive as long as you dive. I mean, as soon as you jump in the water, whether it's a pool in, you know, Boise, Idaho or whatever. I mean, who cares, right? It just kind of shuts everything else out and you become weightless. And you know, those are the kind of attributes that I've heard some of these guys tell me that they just really, really need to get over some of the trauma and stuff that they've encountered over the years. I man, you got a noble effort going there, my friend, and I wish all the success to you guys as possible. Neptune Warrior, how can people support it?
So we love used gear. We've got a fantastic shop that supports us with receiving the gear and then fixing it up for us and then sending it back out to our guys. Obviously, we like, you know, financial contributions always help, but you know, really, really used gear helps out a lot.
Is there a website people can go to and get more info?
Our biggest push is on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
It's just Neptune Warrior out on Facebook. You'll see our diver logo on there.
Just Google it, and it'll pop right up there on Facebook, I'm sure, as well. So, good
Absolutely.
Stuff. Neptune Warrior, great work you're doing there, Rob. We wish you the best, and thanks for being on Scuba Radio.
All right. It's going to be on the first radio show devoted to diving.
There you go. He's got it down. Love it.
Thanks
All right.
so much, brother.
You got it. And hour two is on deck. We're going to tell you how to win your own mask with a prescription and it to boot. That's coming up in hour two, so stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.